Boker Tov, everyone. We are up to page 90-91 over here. We are talking about the Iker Mitzvah of Kiddush. Kiddush Daraisa is Mekayim Betfilo, or is it only on Kiddush when you're going to make it Ala Kos? We saw a big machlokas in the Rishonim that the Rambam, the Pashas of the Rambam, many Rishonim hold that you're already Mekayim the Mitzvah once you're mentioned Kiddush Shabbos, which is already done in Tfilo, and that's why the Magen Avraham Paskin versus other Rishonim like the Ran who holds Kiddusha, the Kiddush Ala Kos, is also Daraisa. Nafka Mina, we are going to discuss today Allah Lamaisa. Number one, obviously, in terms of just Kavana, what is this Mechavin when you are doing Kiddush Friday night and the like, when you're going to Mekayim your Daraisa, Tfilo or Kiddush. So the Magen Avraham, as we know, you're Mekayim your Daraisa already at Tfilo, okay, and therefore you should go ahead and really have Kavana, your Yotze, your Mitzvah at Tfilo. Many people do not remember this, and therefore definitely should have a Kavana to Mekayim your Mitzvah, also a Kiddush. But number two is, very importantly, is first we're going to talk about what is Allah l'maisa l'gabi a koton being mekadesh for his parents or for his older brothers. We saw the Magen Avraham, based on the Magen Avraham, who says that you're yotze with tefillah, that takes down your mitzvah to derabbanan. Please mute everyone. Okay, that takes your mitzvah down to derabbanan. Okay, and therefore that's why we're passing over here. If you look inside Mishnah Berurah, once again, we saw it last time, the Pashat Katav, page 90, we're in Sif Katav Beis, four lines from the top of the page. V'katav Magen Avraham d'lefizem d'araisa b'kiddush shomer b'tfilah sagi. D'kra d'sliv zachor ez yom ha-shabbat v'charei zachor otov. You mentioned Kedusha Shabbos. V'kiddush v'akum suda midrabbanan. That's all midrabbanan k'moshu katav Beis Yosef. And therefore, skipping two lines down, he says, gam d'katav shikil ha-chinuch. Once you have a katav, it's gam d'chinuch. Yochel lahotzu lefize afilu l'gadol b'kiddush. If the gadol is already davin maariv and the katan has not davin maariv, therefore the katan is one derabbanan, the father is also one derabbanan, the katan can make kiddush for his father, that's the psak of the Magen Avraham. Okay? Besides for the fact that the Mishnah Berurah is going to mefakfik with the words of the Magen Avraham, this is ulam yesh mefakfik, like we saw the kashas yesterday on the Magen Avraham, therefore we do not rely on this halacha l'maisa, we do not allow a katan to go ahead and make kiddush for his parents or for his brothers that are over bar mitzvah or for his sisters that are over bar mitzvah. They cannot make kiddush for them. Kal v'chomer, the Magen Avraham l'chora would also agree. The Magen Avraham would also agree if the katan himself daven maariv, that would take him to a double durabanan. He would be a double durabanan, and the parents would be one durabanan. Even the Magen Avraham would hold that he would not be allowed to go out and make kiddush. So l'maisa, we do not rely on a katan making kiddush for a parent or for anyone who is over bar or bar bat mitzvah. However, that's by a katan. Okay, what about a nar ben yud gimel shana? Someone who just became bar mitzvah, so that generally you'll say he's bar mitzvah. Of course, he's mitzvah. That's not so true either. Even though we say we have a chazakah de rabba, chazakah of rabba read in the Gemara that a katan who's reached the age of 13 has already has shtei sa'aros, the simanim that you need to be a bar mitzvah midaraisa, and therefore for any mitzvah de rabbanan, we rely on that chazakah. We rely on that chazakah, and therefore a katan could be motzi, a gadol, in a mitzvah de rabbanan. A katan could lame kriyas megillah. For a gadol, there's no problem because we rely on the chazak of the rabbah. But by mitzvah d'oraisas, we do not rely on a katan yegimel to be motzi someone in a mitzvah d'oraisa. We do not allow a 13-year-old boy to blow tkiya shofar in the shul to be motzi the rabbi yudei chavasa. Okay? Even if he's a great bal kori, because we're afraid he is not really reached the age of godless until he's able to grow a beard. Okay? However, for this, over here, we're gonna say, says the Bir Halacha, if you look in the Bir Halacha after asking all the kashas in the Magen Avraham, and therefore rejects the Magen Avraham, that does not, and therefore the Bir Halacha is not to allow a katan to do kiddush, says the Bir Halacha all the way at the end of page 90, all the way at the end of the Bir Halacha over there, right before Bir Halacha, Ditkash Zachar L'Shamor, three lines up. He says, Vida'ot. The imu nar ben yud gimel shana, if he's a bar mitzvah boy, after katav Magen Avraham de lo chashvini kegadol kevin shin yadu alano shevi yishtei saras. Even though in general, we do not allow a ben yud gimel shana, because we don't know he for sure brought shtei saros. Mikol makom ima ish kfar hi palel. That's if the father has not davened yet, and the bar mitzvah boy has not davened yet. So therefore, they're equal in value, or the father davened maariv and the bar mitzvah. Mikol makom ish kfar hi palel. But if the father is daven marav near the yachla nar lahutzia mikoch sveik sveika, then over there, even if the nar is also daven marav, now you could be motzi the father because you have a sveik sveika. Echad the shemehevi shtei saros. Perhaps this bar mitzvah has brought shtei saros, and therefore he's a gadol for everything, just like the father, and therefore for sure he can be motzi the father, and he can be motzi the mother, he can motzi everyone over bar mitzvah. That's one side. The ode. The pen yotza ish betfila, and even the say he did not bring shtei saros, if the father is already davened, so therefore, perhaps he's already yotza is darais, and that brings him down to the rabbanan. The after feast of rasen, the choshin shema lo kivin latseis, vocharitam is not mide sveka lo nafke, even though we have all the svaras to say why maybe you're not yotza in tfila like we saw yesterday, nevertheless, it's still a suffix. We still treat the Magen Avraham at least as a suffix over here, and therefore, because snake snake, we allow a bar mitzvah boy to be motzei his father, motzei the family in Kiddush you want, and that's also the Mishnah Berurah himself brings it down over here at the end of Sivkot and Gimel. Says the Mishnah Berurah about four lines before Sivkot and Dalet. If she or he has daven, the ladasa magen avraham is like far yotzi they kiddush daraisa bezayish lisboch al nar ben yigim oshame she yotzia acher kach bekiddush the hainu she yichavin lo tzia he can be mechavin his mother. He's talking about the mother over here, because remember the mother and the father are equal in their chiyuv of kiddush, and therefore even if he comes home and wants to be motzi his mother, we allow him to motzi his mother if he's over Yud Gimel Shana. That's how we paskin halach lemaisa, and we would say this even if the boy is Davin Marav also, we go ahead and rely on the Shita over here, this fake Sikha that we have over here. Okay, so that's in terms of a katan, a mamish katan, even if he's getting the Gila Chinuch, we do not allow to make Kiddush. However, if he's gotten to the age of Bar Mitzvah, then we would allow. Now into Nush. As we learned yesterday, let's read the Machaber again. See, Beis Nashim Chayavus BeKiddush. Women are chayv in Kiddush. Afal Pishu Mitzvah Sase Shazman Grama. Even though it's a time-bound mitzvah, Perish Mitzvah Sase Atluy Bezman. Why? Mishum De Ikish Zachal Shomer. We have a Hekish of Zechirah Shabbos to Shmirah Shabbos. Vahani Nashim Hol VeIsnu BeShmirah. Isnu Bezchirah. Since women are chayv in Melechus Shabbos, they're not allowed to do Melechah on Shabbos. They're chayv in Zechirah Shabbos, which is Kiddush. And therefore, we hold the motzias anashim hol v'chayavos min haTorah kamosam mikar d'din. They are allowed to be motzi men because they have the same level of chiyav as men in the mitzvah of kiddush. Okay, that's what we learned last time. Now, not only therefore we see over here, even if the father has not daven marav, okay, if the father is not daven marav, they're both daraisas l'kulei alma. She could really make kiddush. Okay. However, as we saw yesterday also, that we had a problem if the husband has daven marav, maybe he can't be motzi the woman yidei chavasa, because maybe she's not part of arvus. That was the sheet of the Dagal Mirvava, but the Rabbi Kiva Eger holds the she is chayiv, and therefore, that's how we pass him generally alach lemaisa, even if the father has daven marav, we pass him they are part of arvus, and really she could be motzi her. The question, though, is what's the best thing to do? Okay, if she's on a darais and he's only a darabonin, maybe it's better for her to make the kiddush. But on the other side, then she's going to be motzi the man in kiddush. That's a problem, like we learned over here in Sivkot and Gimel, last two lines. Kata b'seilei rab. We saw this earlier on. Kata b'seilei rab. Shnei anashim. That's not the right place. Okay, we need a Sivkot and Dalet. Sivkot and Dalet. Sorry. Says the Mishnah Berurah, "Sikat dal motzias ha'anashim, v'chein iskimo ataz magadav nagro shar achronim, u'mikol makom yesh lahachmer lichatchilo shelo totzi ish ha'anashim she'enam bnei beis. A lichatchilo woman should not be motzi other men who are not in her household. Dizila milsa. Okay, it's not snias. It's not correct for a woman to be motzi men yidei chavas. However, master from the Mishnah Berurah, that's only people who are outside of her household." However, if we learned earlier on, there is the Mishnah in Masechet Sukkah that tells us Tavo Meira. Okay, some type of curse will happen if a man is Vyotse through a woman or through a katan, it says over there, and therefore that's one of the pshatim over here that says Moreinu Rabbeinu Rav Nevinzal, Dibur Masel She'ina. First Dibur Masel that plays near Adafilu Bebailo in an Afot. Even if it's her own husband, it's not correct. Ela b'shas tchak, only b'shas tchak, where the husband doesn't know how to read, he can't make kiddush, he's a cholo, whatever it might be, only then he should be yotzei through his wife, because it's not a correct thing to do, okay, because of this din over here. Therefore, really, we don't really want the woman to be making the kiddush out this. But once again, we still have the problem that she might be on a daraisa. According to the Magen Avraham, she'd be a durabonah. Therefore, there are a couple of eitzos what to do in order that they get on the same level over here and you can get out of the problem. Okay? Number one is, very simply, you can have the woman daven maruf. If the woman davens maruf, okay, Friday night, so therefore she's going to be the equal of the husband. They're either both yotzi or they're both not yotzi. They'll be both on the same level together. That's one option. Another option is if the father specifically has in mind not to be yotze at Marav. I don't want to be yotze my daraisa at Marav, and therefore, if he has specific command not to be yotze, he would not be yotze. Okay? The third option is based on another Rabbi Akiva Eger. Rabbi Akiva Eger. Okay? This is a lot, guys. Says Rabbi Akiva Eger very beautifully, what's the inyan of that in Marav your yotze, the mitzvah kiddush? Because you mentioned Shabbos, you already mentioned Shabbos, okay? Therefore, says Rabbi Akiva Eger, quoted in the Bir Halacha, next page, the end of Bir Halacha, Di'itkas Zachar L'Shomer, page 91, smack in the middle of the page, right before the next Bir Halacha, says V'hine Re'isi B'chadushi Rabbi Akiva Eger, Shemistapik, Dulai Yotze Amitzis Asei Be'amiras Shabtotov Bilvad. Maybe you could be Yotze or Daraisa Kiddush just by saying Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Tava, good in Shabbos. Ula Peladar Yeram Kadavidin Zichar Shabbos V'Kiddush. Oh, so the Verlocha doesn't love it over here. Why? Because he doesn't mention, you just say Shabbat Shalom, you don't mention Kedusha Shabbos. You just mention Shabbos, but not Kedusha Shabbos. Therefore, Moreinu Rabbein Rav Nevensal teaches this up based on a Ritva also. And he says, great, you know, great, maybe Shabbat Shalom is not good enough, but Shabbos Kodesh Shalom would be good enough. That's what Rav Nevensal says over here. If she just says Shabbos Kodesh Shalom, she mentioned Kedusha Shabbos already. She's Yotze her Daraisa now. And therefore, they're both on the same level. If, like the Magen Avraham, they're both Ben Yotze the Daraisa, they're both on the Rabbanan level. If it's not like the Magen Avraham, and you're not Yotze just by mentioning Kedusha Shabbos, so therefore, you would still have your Daraisa Kiddush still left to go ahead and do like we saw in the Ran, and that's how you can get out of these problems. Very, very beautiful gishmak over here to get out of all the shilas that we've discussed based on what we've learned. Once again, the wife could even daven Marav, she could, the husband could have specific kavanah not to be yotze at Marav, or she could just say Shabbos Kodesh Shalom, greeting his wife with Shabbos Kodesh Shalom, she answers back, Shabbos Kodesh Shalom, then you're going to be yotze the daraisa over here. Okay? One last thing before we move on over here is the Mishnah Berurah also. When I end up back at the end of Sif Katan Gimel, he says, Katav b'sefer Eliyahu Rabba, Shnei Anashim, if you have two men who want to make Kiddush, Imrotzi Lahotzi, but they basically each one wants to make a Kiddush for their own family. By the way, Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevensal says, that's not l'chadchil, one should make Kiddush for everyone, B'rovam Hadris Melech, but in some way, especially by Hasidim, the very Makan, everyone makes their own Kiddush. So if you want to make your own Kiddush, Loi Katshu Ka'achas. They should not make Kiddush at the same time. Detrei kololi lo mishtame, because we hold you can't hear two voices at the same time. And therefore it gets removal bowel, and therefore they should make separate Kiddushes and that should be done at the same time. Which is mashma over here. We hold by trei kololi lo mishtame are by mitzvahs that are not chavivius. Mitzvahs that are chaviv, as the Gemara tells us, you could zone in on one of those people, and it could be yotzi even with Trey Kali. So it's mashma over here that Kiddush is not considered chavi because it's every week. However, there is a stira because later on in the Mishnah Berurah, right under the Mar Makom Tuf Pei Ches Sivkatan Ches over there writes that mitzvah Kiddush is chavi. Okay, so we have a steer in the Mishnah Berurah, and he would be Yotze over here. Obviously, better be Machmer, better make separate Kiddush, but a very interesting Mishnah Berurah. It's in Tav Pei Ches, means Mashma, that Kiddush is going to be something that is Chav. Okay, I want to at least start. See, Gimel over here, so we can start the next sugya over here, but let's try and go get through it. Once again, a little up-dum over here very quickly. We learned part of it last time, and that is Kiddush of nighttime is d'oraisa. Okay, whether you don't see a tefillah or not, Kiddush of nighttime is d'oraisa. Kiddush shel yom l'kuli alma is only midrabbanan. It's only going to call it Kiddush Rabba. It's lashon sagi. No, it's not Rabba. It's a smaller Kiddush because it's only d'rabbanan. Okay? However, so nighttime, instead of, in terms of Kiddush, the nighttime Kiddush is more important than the daytime Kiddush. But in terms of your su'uda, the su'uda of daytime is more chashuv than the su'uda at nighttime. We hold kavod yom is greater than kavod alayu. Okay? And therefore, as nafkamina, if you only have enough money for certain things, what comes takes precedence? Says the Mechaber. Im ein yado maseges liknos yayin lekiddush ulachin tzarchei tzuda lekvod alaylo kvod ayom ulekiddush yom. Okay, if you don't have enough money to buy kiddush wine for nighttime and tzudas nighttime and tzudas daytime and also kiddush for the daytime, what comes first? Says the mechaber mutav shikne yayin lekiddush alaylo. The first comes first is the kiddush at nighttime is the most important thing that you at least have kiddush night, because even if you hold that the kiddush al coast is not the raisa. But at least the Kiddush is d'oraisa, okay? And therefore, he says over here that that comes first. That's even more important than having tzarchei asuda. And it's for sure more important than having wine for the daytime Kiddush. However, points out the Mishnah Berurah over here, Sivkatan Zayin. After telling us at the beginning, the Kiddush mitzvah sasei daraisa, ulaacher tzarchei tzuda mitzvah oneg midivrei kabbalah, mitzvah oneg Shabbos is divrei kabbalah. It's a little bit more than a darabanan, but it's not a daraisa. Uch tichidichtiv karasa l'shabbos oneg. Okay, and then skip down four lines. V'skimu achronim dekolze dafka kishiyesh lo pas letzarach alayla. This whole sugi is only talking about at least if you have chala for the nighttime to wash on. And also for the daytime. You're not even going to have bread for the sudas. The first thing that you should do is buy challah and make kiddush on that, because you're allowed to make kiddush on the challah. That's going to come even before having wine for the nighttime. So therefore, the first thing that's priority is having challahs. Because challahs, also you're making through the Shabbos, and also you can make kiddush on the challahs Friday night. The chay vechol pas belayla vechein lamachar b'yom haShabbos, because you need bread for the nighttime, and on Shabbos it's a chiyuv to have wash and eat bread and a Friday night. Okay, so therefore that's what's going to come in place over here. Let's finish off. The Mechaber says v'hadid tanya kvod yom kavod kodin l'kvod layla, and that which we say that kavod yom comes before the kavod of the nighttime. Meaning the suda of the daytime is before the suda of the nighttime. Hanu dafke b'shar tzarchei tzuda. That's by the cholent and the chicken and the potato kugel and all the extras. Okay? Daytime is more chashuv than nighttime. Alvim einlo ala kos echad l'kiddush. But if you only have one kos for kiddush, kavod laila kodun l'kavod yom, the kiddush for nighttime is more important than kiddush for the daytime. And therefore that's what comes out over here. Once again, though, kiddush at nighttime, you can make kiddush on the challahs, and then leave up, you only have one kos of wine, you can leave with a kos of wine for the next day, and make kiddush on that. Okay? But the most important thing, what's that, is to have challahs. After challahs, it's to have wine for the nighttime. You have challahs for both, wine for the nighttime, then wine for the daytime. Okay? Actually, Havdalah is gonna come before having wine for kiddush on Shabbos, even though Havdalah is a suffix, daraisa darabonan. You can't make Havdalah on Chalas. You can make Kiddush on Chalas. Now you can see, we'll see later on, but you can't make Havdalah on Chalas. We'll come back to this din. Be'ezrat Hashem will chazer on this din. Next time, and we'll see why the minig is not like this. It does not seem like we have more Chashuv Suda during the daytime. We have more Chashuv Suda many times at nighttime. Ad Kan for today.